Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The national broadband plan is falling far short of its targets. The company confirmed that just 4,000 homes have been reached so far this year. That's out of a target of 115,000 by the end of this year. Earlier we spoke to Cormac English from Knockgraffon County Tip, who gave us an idea of what his broadband is like and how he's affected by it.
In three words, the broadband in my area is expensive, sporadic, and very inconvenient. For a lot of people in the country, it's something that they would take for granted. In terms of actual connections, you know, currently we have three additional connections here, I suppose, than most people would have, and not including usually an individual mobile connection that's usually very poor. And in terms of the actual connection then itself, you know, it's something that at the moment could fall well below a megabit per second in terms of speed, you know, which can be very difficult. There's eight people at the moment in this house due to COVID, and, you know, it's something then we could wake up and our internet speeds could be very low. I might have to kind of blackguard people for a couple of days until I can get a reliable connection or, you know, accumulate a very large download.
Okay, Cormac English from Knockgraffon in County Tipperary there. We're joined by Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. Seamus, your reaction to this story broken in the Sunday Business Post by Michael Brennan on Sunday. Your reaction to this news about the delay?
Look, we're really shocked and surprised and really devastated, frankly, because we knew there would be some slowdown that would be normal to be expected given the circumstances we're in with the pandemic, etc. But 4,000 out of 115 is, you know, that's effectively no progress at all. And really, rural Ireland, indeed all of Ireland, is so dependent on broadband at this stage that this kind of progress means you'd have to question the whole project, because is there anything going to be delivered given the necessity and given the urgency? All round shock is the best way to describe it.
When you say you have to question the project, a lot of people say, well, 5G mobile is being rolled out. Might that have been, or might that still be, the better way to go?
I don't know, Shane. I'm not technically minded enough to say so. All I know is with the 5G, it's a mobile kind of network, and it can be expensive as well. And I think looking at the 4G, there's always reliability factors. At least that's how I experienced it. I can only talk as a user. So I don't know if 5G is really the answer. I mean, we've always said, and that's the technical advice we've got, that the only real broadband is bringing it to people by cable to the houses or in a more assured way. So I don't know, Shane, but certainly on the basis of 4G, etc., I'm not sure. And it would certainly be much more expensive. Don't know whether it would suit the heavy industry either. So I don't think so is the answer.
What do you want to see done?
I want to see, I'm calling on Eamon Ryan to make a statement on this. I don't know whether the fines come into place or not. I don't know the legal situation, but certainly there's supposed to be fines in place. There's going to be none paid. A delay of this magnitude is, in my opinion, above and beyond COVID. So we need explanations, but we need assurances. Rural businesses like the one you just mentioned are either operating out of homes or small places, and the best they can do is a kind of a slow motion variety of broadband. That's not good enough. And given the pressures to stay working in the rural regions, remember the government have invested a huge amount of money in business hubs around the country. Yeah. Now, these come into question. So we need assurance for sure. And we need something to tell us that this target will be ramped up very, okay, very rapidly.
All right, Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your experience from around the country of broadband. How bad is it? How good is it? 53106 at a cost of 30.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.